Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kevin, your boy Lo Neal here. How was that?
Sorry. Who? I had to do it because I'll tell you what. Anybody who knows me knows how much I talk about the good old days in the Chargers locker room where Lorenzo Neal was helping to make sure that it was not just a good team, but good people. So, hello, Lo.
Hey, brother. Good. Thanks for the encouraging words. But about Bosa, tell us. Let's talk about Bosa a little bit here. And how is the fans receiving him now? Is everything water under the bridge? And how is this guy going to fare out for the Chargers?
You know, with the fans, I think that it'll be like every other one of these, right? I mean, where it got a little ugly, and yes, this one had some extraordinary circumstances and really divided people, you know, where you the team Bosa or team Chargers, but I think it'll be fine once he starts performing. Now, in terms of coming in the building, you also knew that it was going to be like this. There have been holdouts forever, and as soon as the guy is a part of your team, you feel like he needs you, or you need him, and he makes you better, you are going to welcome this guy. And that was clear from, the second that people started to talk about it, and at practice yesterday, I'm not saying like it was like a forced thing, but it was clear that the Chargers players were letting everybody know how welcome Joey Bosa was and that he was a part of their team. Like, they were accelerating the process. I'll tell you this, Joey Bosa was clearly still a little bit, you know, hacked off when he signed. And for good reason, right? I mean, you don't just instantly decide, oh, hey, whatever your words are, it's fair. You know, we just want a fair deal. We got a fair deal. It's all good. But you know what happens? And like, I'm preaching to the choir here, Lo, but you come in and you're mad and the front office has really made you mad and you don't feel like you're being treated right, but then you get in the locker room and you get on the field. And so what replaces in your mind, you know, the team was the front office and the ugliness. What replaces that is your teammates and the guys that you're going to battle with and the fun that you're having in the locker room. And so Joey Bosa is going to, that's what's going to happen to Joey Bosa. And this thing's going to, you know, be a distant memory.
Kevin Acey from the San Diego Union-Tribune joining Chad, Joe, and Lowe here on 95.7 The Game. Kevin, what's the latest on the Chargers' quest for a new stadium in San Diego? There's going to be a vote initiative coming up in a few months here. What's the likelihood that tax increase on the hotels passes? And also, is it still plausible that the Chargers, by the end of the year, could try to join Kroenke and the Rams in Los Angeles?
Is not likely at all. In fact, I'm saying for several months with a high degree of certainty that they're not moving. Now, this initiative in November, with the same high degree of certainty, I'm saying that it's not passing. It needs 2/3 approval, and that just doesn't happen anywhere in the United States. Most elections don't have that requirement, but being that in California, that when you want to raise any sort of tax, it needs 2/3 approval, it's not happening. They might get something above 50%, maybe, if they, you know, if their campaign continues on the uptick, then they can do that, but it's not passing. Then, and there's already people here trying to work on, people in the business community, trying to work on, okay, so what do we do after this to, you know, try to get them to stay? The NFL doesn't want them in Los Angeles. Stan Kroenke doesn't want them in Los Angeles. This has become clear to anyone, really. So I don't know what the answer is, like, oh, well, then how do they stay in San Diego? but they'll figure it out. I'll say this. People in San Diego are looking at, you know, the Raiders and thinking that there's, you know, that team is closer to finding a home than people, you know, than the Chargers are. And by that, obviously, I mean it seems from the outside that at least there's some movement happening with the Raiders in Las Vegas. So, you know, both of these franchises still really up in the air.
From a Raiders perspective, you've been covering the Chargers for a long time. You were covering them when they featured a backfield that had so many big names like LaDainian Tomlinson, Michael Turner, Darren Sproles, Jesse Chapman, and that was pretty much it. But for this season coming in, what are the expectations like for the Chargers in the AFC West? A few people do believe this team could surprise.
Yes, and I do. I mean, I guess you're very familiar up there with 4-12 teams. Down here, it was a little bit more of a shock, and I'm not exactly sure what a 4-12 team is supposed to look like, but that is what the record was. However, I do know this. No 4-12 team has ever had Phillip Rivers at quarterback, and that's just a fact that it has never happened. And statistically, you just never have had a quarterback like that. There were terrible factors, and it snowballed on itself. Like happens with a lot of teams where it's like they just can't pull out of the free fall. So I just think they're better. And then they did make some moves on the defense. They finally got this Bosa kid in. They got Brandon Meebane. That's two-thirds of their defensive front. They just need to hope for better health on the offensive line because they didn't really do a whole heck of a lot there. And so that offensive line played like 72 snaps together last year. So they're better than 4-12. I think the top of the AFC West maybe has taken some hits. And I think the Broncos and the Chiefs have taken some hits on defense. I picked the Raiders to win the division. Of course, I've been picking them to be better than they are for a while, but I don't think I've ever picked them to win the division. So I just feel like, hey, I'm buying in. Let's go. So I picked the Chargers and the Raiders to both be in the playoffs. And then the world to end.
Well, the 49ers and Chargers tomorrow kickoff is at 7 down in San Diego. You can catch it 7 o'clock on CBS 5 here in the Bay Area. It's Kevin Acey from the San Diego Union Tribune with Chad Joe and Lowe on 95.7 The Game. Kevin, we look forward to tomorrow night. Thanks for your time.
Right on. Man, I really miss Jesse Chapman. I tell you what, you guys have a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.